One year after they were unable to field a team, the Salford Cubs are North Coast Section champions in softball once again. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll take a more in-depth look at the Cubs' big achievement in just a moment, and we'll also be looking at all of the other big local sports stories of the week, including how the South Fork boys fared in the NCS baseball playoffs, as well as how all the other HDNL teams did this week. Some good news for College of the Redwoods sports, news of three local high school athletes who have qualified for the state track and field championships, and some Humboldt Crabs updates as we get set for the summer season. But first up, the South Fork girls have established themselves as one of the top softball programs in the entire NCS over the past few years. After not even fielding a team last spring, the Cubs returned with a bang in 2024 as the school continues an impressive year in NCS sports. In the fall, the South Fork football team won its first ever NCS championship, and the boys basketball team followed that by reaching a section championship game for the first time since 1990 this past winter. Not to be outdone, the South Fork girls won a Division 6 section championship in softball last weekend with a comfortable 12-1 win over California School for the Deaf in 6 innings. Remarkably, the NCS title is the team's third in their last 4 full seasons, following the championships they won in 2018 and 2019, before COVID-shortened seasons of 2020 and 2021, during which there was no NCS playoffs. All three of the school's championship teams have one thing in common, namely head coach Lisa Todd, who returned to the fold this year after 2 years away from the team, and she had an immediate impact. And the Cubs are not done yet. After clinching the NCS championship, the South Fork girls have now qualified for next week's NorCal state playoffs for the first time in school history. The coaches and players were unaware state qualification was even on the line when they played in the NCS championship game, and they were pleasantly surprised to find out after the game that they would advance. The state playoffs began in 2022, and South Fork becomes the fifth HDNL school to qualify, following the Hoopa, McKinleyville, and Eureka girls, who all qualified in 2022, and the Del Norte girls, who qualified last year. The Cubs will find out their seed and bracket on Sunday, as well as who they will face in the opening round. The action gets underway on Tuesday, and if they receive a favourable seed, the South Fork girls could get the opportunity to host at least one and perhaps two or three more games. The South Fork boys, unfortunately, did not fare quite so well in their NCS run. After winning their opening game against Victory Christian Academy by a score of 11-1, the Cubs lost their semi-final game last weekend, barely falling to Point Arena by a score of 3-2. That sent the Pirates on to this week's Division 6 championship game, where they fell 17-5 to the Wildcats in Ferndale. 1 year after losing an NCS championship game to St. Bernard's, this time around a motivated Ferndale team made sure it would not walk away empty-handed and dominated the Pirates in the final. The Cats actually trailed 1-0 after the top of the first and 3-1 heading into the bottom of the second, but they would quickly pull away with 6 runs in the bottom half of the inning and 7 more in the third. The section championship is the second this year for 12 of the 15 Ferndale players who also played on the Wildcats' NCS winning football team, which would go on to win the school's first ever state championship in the sport a few weeks later. 4 other HDNL teams were also involved in the NCS baseball and softball playoffs this week. In Division 4 baseball, the McKinleyville Panthers saw a memorable season end when they lost their semi-final at Piedmont by a score of 4-1 on Wednesday night. The Panthers enjoyed an historic spring that saw them claim a Big 5 championship and the school's first ever HDNL Charles Lakin tournament title. As the number 3 seeds in their NCS bracket, the Panthers opened the playoffs with a dominating 10-0 win over St. Helena on Saturday, but they were unable to carry that momentum into Wednesday's semi-final. The St. Bernards and Del Norte girls both enjoyed better success in the softball playoffs. The Crusaders posted their third straight playoff win on Tuesday, beating Lower Lake 4-0 in the Division 5 semifinals to set up a weekend championship game against Berean Christian in Concord. The Del Norte girls also won their Division 4 semi-final, and they did so in thrilling fashion, securing a 4-3 come-from-behind win over Salesian on Wednesday, thanks to a 2-run walk-off home run by junior Tacente Steinruck. The Warriors, who are seeded number 2 in their bracket, will play number 1 seed St. Helena in the championship game on Friday night after the Saints defeated Fortuna 3-1 in their semi-final on Tuesday. In other local sports news this week, College of the Redwoods recently held a groundbreaking ceremony for a new all-weather sports field, which the school hopes to have up and running this fall. The Corsairs are planning on playing some soccer games on the new field as early as October and hope to play their home football games on it next year. In the meantime, they will continue to play their home football games at the Redwood Bowl this fall, but they plan on using the new on-campus field to practice on. College of the Redwoods also recently announced a partnership with Bear River Casino Resort and will begin playing their baseball games on a new all-weather field there in the near future, while also continuing to host all of their softball games at the Bear River Sports Complex. In local high school track and field, meanwhile, 3 HDNL athletes have qualified for this weekend's big state championships after strong showings at last week's NCS Meet of Champions. St. Bernard's Leila Florvillis and Fortuna's Russell Pascasio both won their events at the MOC, with Florvillis taking first in the girls' 100-metre hurdles and Pascasio placing first in the boys' high jump. St. Bernard's Madeline Shanahan also qualified for the state meet after placing second in the girls' discus. And finally this week, the Humboldt Crabs will begin their new season next Friday when they host Seals Baseball in their season opener. And that's always a good sign that summer has arrived here on the North Coast. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.